Oh, that's right. Hey, it is. What day of the week is it? Wednesday afternoon. Meet me at the diner. I'm Ann Eller. And today we're off to the races. That's right. We're going to be talking with Dennis Nabors. He runs the Lawrence County Speedway. And, you know, we wanted to have somebody from the Speedways come. And Dennis, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
And you got a lot going on over there in Lawrence.
Yeah, we try to mix things up, keep busy, and have different events coming every other week or so.
Well, you run from what? From April through October?
Right. We'll start in March and run through the second week of October. So it's all warm. It's a warm weather sport.
Yeah. Well, that sounds great. So, how did you get into this racing thing?
Well, I started out as a young boy, about 4 years old, going every week, and grew up in it. Then me and my son had our own car for several years. Then this opportunity come up in 2010 to take over the Speedway, and me and my wife and two children, Nolan and Nicole, decided to give it a whirl, and now it's done been 5 years.
It's amazing how time passes when you're having a good time, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is.
That's right. Now, your son, Nolan, he raced all over, or?
Primarily at Lawrence. We did travel out, usually after the Lawrence closed up, we'd go to North Carolina and upper part of South Carolina and Georgia, and had some success. I had to brag on him. He was a pretty fair driver.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. He was what, number six?
Number six. That's a neighbor's family number.
Neighbor's family number?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty neat. Now, you, of course, you do have another business that you have. This is not a full-time job.
Right. I've owned and operated Nabors Distributing Incorporated since 1981, calling on the different jobbers and shops and all around Greenwood, Lawrence, Saluda, Anderson, Spartanburg counties for going on 34 years now, and it's, I really enjoy it.
Really enjoy it, but the business sure has changed, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, the cars have changed and the business has changed, and it's just a different world. And
what'd you tell me? Back when you started, you had 100 gas stations that were your...
Had over 150 service stations, and now we have zero. So the business has changed. There's not many people that pump gas for you now. I think there's one place in Greenwood that pumps your gas.
It's unbelievable, is it? I can remember when they first started talking about that. That'll never go. That'll never go. People will just not do it.
Yeah, I was born and raised in a full-service Gulf station in the middle of Joanna that was actually owned by Greenwood Mills. And we was a Greyhound bus station. It was the center of attention until I-26 come along, and it sort of... It's just like some of the old movies on Route 66. I-26 closed down a lot of stuff, but it was a good experience growing up in, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and of course they pumped the gas and they checked the oil and they checked the pressure in your tires.
And we had green stamps, and you had
green stamps. There's an old story for you.
Yep, we had to make an extra trip back in there to get the green stamps when they paid you, and. That's probably what helped wear my knees out.
Getting the green stamps?
Yep.
Couldn't go home without the green stamps, huh?
They had to have the green stamps.
Yeah. It certainly was different. And racing was different back then, too. You told me what? You'd been going since you were like 4 or 5 years old?
4 years old. Yeah, they had the old, like the old 32 Ford jalopies and stuff like that when I started going. And now they have these specialized... late models now that's completely handmade and handcrafted, and they really, really get it done now. They're built to go forward and sideways, so
Forward and sideways.
It's a pretty exciting sport. It's, a lot of people have been introduced to it on TV through Tony Stewart's track and all. And it's quite a sport, and it's a family-oriented sport too.
Well, I can remember growing up in Maine, and we always went down on, well, not every Saturday, but a good many Saturdays during the warm season, which didn't last too long up there in Maine. We'd go and enjoy it, and it was just great. The noise is the thing. You got to have the noise and the spinning around and all that good stuff. When you're a kid, that's pretty exciting.
The sound of the motors is music to me.
Yeah. Well, they used to, there was a play called The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Roar of the Grease Paint, and The Smell of the Crowd. There you go. That was a different one right there. But we're going to be talking with Dennis here and talking about Lawrence County Speedway. Lots going on over there. You know, they're even going to have the Lawrence County Speedway pageant. And a lot of stuff, you know, they've got things that they want to check your tires to see if you're doing anything to them. So we're going to be talking about racing in general. We also are going to talk a lot about Lawrence County Speedway. I also found out we used to have a track over here at the Civic Center. So don't you go away. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking with Dennis Neighbors. He runs the Lawrence County Speedway. Now, where exactly is the Lawrence County Speedway?
Lawrence County Speedway is on Bypass 127, which is, I guess in better words, right behind Walmart now. Everybody knows where Walmart is, and you can throw a rock twice and hit Lawrence Speedway. If you go in there shopping, you can hear us. You need to leave Walmart and come like two blocks behind there to us. Then you can go back to Walmart after the race.
After the race. Well, how many people can you actually seat over there, roughly? Just.
We'd like to have a full house of, you know, 1,200, 1,500 plus the pit area, which... You know, it'd be nice to fill it up every week, but it always don't happen. But we don't turn anybody away. We just let them all come in.
Yeah, no, that's great. I was just, and how long is the track?
It's a 3/8 mile high bank clay oval. It's dirt.
Dirt track. And how many cars can run on it at one time?
We run them all.
Okay. No, I just thought, I mean, how wide is the track?
We used to have a problem, and you had consolation races, but that's a thing of the past now, which we probably limit the starting field to 24.
Oh, okay.
And that can get pretty crowded.
Pretty crowded, yeah. So what type of, you were telling me earlier something about you always do a shrine race every year. It's a big fundraiser for the Shriners.
Yes, ma'am. Our biggest race of the season would be, it's always the second Tuesday of June. And Tuesday, because nobody else is racing, and if the other drivers are involved in some kind of points situation, they won't miss. And We've had drivers from all over the nation come for that race, and it's something that everybody looks forward to, and we have drivers that come from all sorts of areas. Just most of them just want to win, and believe it or not, a lot of them will give their money back, and all our proceeds go to the Shriners Hospital. Everything we make for that race goes to the hospital fund.
It's a fantastic organization, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am. I've been in it since 1990. My father was in it for 40-plus years, and I enjoy doing it. The Shriners is one thing that you can ride right up the road in Greenville and see where your money going at Shriners Hospital in Greenville.
Sure. They used to have the circus right here in Greenwood. In fact, I helped out the last year that they had it here. It was a blast.
Yes, circus project. We had a great year this year with the circus. They have missed Greenwood because they don't have a place to have it now, but Anderson took up the slack in Spartanburg, and I think they had it some at Furman in their auditorium, which it was a great success this year, thank goodness.
And such great things that they do up there at the Shriners Hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you have need of it, it is a great, great place to go, and plus if you contribute to it. Now, you were talking about prize money. What type of prize money do some of the drivers, what can they win?
They come out of there multimillionaires.
Multimillionaires right here from the Lawrence Speedway.
I can tell you how to make a small fortune racing.
How do you do that?
You start out with a big one.
And try to hold on to it.
Right.
Have a good car that doesn't need to be replaced.
Yes, our purse is our biggest expense, and our top division is limited late models, and we pay about $900 to win every week, and we have specials at least once a month. It bumps up to sometimes $2,000. Next Saturday, September 6th, we have a 2,000 to win crate late model race, and that's the late models that have a crate GM engine in them. They take it out of the box and put it in the car, and you can't touch it.
You can't spoof it up or anything?
You can't bother it. And our points leader this year is from Greenwood. Is Terry Bullard. Terry's been racing over there since he was a young man, and since we installed our crate division, he's been our champion.
Now, how do you know somebody hasn't touched it, done anything, souped it up or anything?
Because you could protest it, and we take the engine out and carry it to an engine builder, and it is disassembled, and everything is matched. And if it don't match, you're thrown out for 1 year.
Wow. So it's not worth it. I mean, how would you know?
They're so close that very seldom anybody's going to take off and leave everybody. It's going to be very close.
And, the race at the
And if somebody's really, really fast, they're going to look at you.
Yeah. So that's a good race, and that's coming up September 6th. You're having a $2,000 purse?
It's our crate division is SECA, S-E-C-A. It's not a touring division, but it's a sanction. Southeastern Crate Association, and this is a bonus race where they get extra points and a lot of extra money. It's quite expensive to put on, but we're looking for a full field of cars, and hopefully we have to run a consolation.
Now, how much does it cost to enter your car?
Not a thing. All you got to do is pay to get in the speedway, and the racing, actually, you get paid to race.
Okay, Dennis has a telephone call, folks. Oh, well. Yeah, there you go. So, so it doesn't cost you anything to race?
No, ma'am. We don't have an entry fee as far as to race a regular night. Actually, if you start the race, we pay you to race. It's not like drag racing where they have to pay their own way.
Wow.
So,
Looks like maybe,
it's sort of not fair. They need to pay us, though.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I thought you had to put some money down in order to get into the race. I'm impressed. So, what exactly do you, so you don't have to pay. So what does it cost to get in? Is it to get into the pit? Is that the?
Yeah, the pit entry is $20 per person. The grandstand is all family-oriented. We have a family section where there's no profanity and no alcohol allowed. It's $10 for adults. Children 5 to 11 is $5, and 4 and under is free. And like I said, everybody that goes in the pit area is $20.
So whether you're racing or just hanging out there?
Right, because we have an infield which everybody pulls into the center of the track, and it's considered a pit area, so it's everybody has to pay.
Now, just out of curiosity, you told me this was a red clay, high bank red clay track. Does that mean that we get red clay spewed all over people?
Early in the afternoon, early in the racing, you might have a few, what I call giblets, where the tires throw it up on you. Not really mud, because we're packet. Yeah. We pack it real tight. And sometimes when the really, really fast cars are there, you get a little bit of dust toward the end of the night, but that's what, that way you know you've been somewhere when you leave.
You mean you don't really know you've been there unless you walk away dirty?
Well, you need a little red dust on everything. Everybody said, you've been to the races, and I said, sure have, and it was good.
That's one way to promote it, Dennis.
That's right, and sometimes on Sunday and Monday, you see a little trace of red dust on the car, and they said, well, he's been to the races, so.
Now, where do the people come from that race? Do they come from all over or basically in this area?
Yes, ma'am. Our biggest number of contestants actually come from Greenwood, Greenwood County, and Hodges, and 96, and Saluda, and we have 2 points leaders that's from Greenwood. Billy Rushton is leading the Limited, and Terry Bullard is leading the Crate Division. And actually, both of them were the champions last year, and this year they're starting out the same way. They continue. They'll be champions again. Billy has a huge lead in the Limited Division, and has won majority of the races. He's got his car really on the rail.
So how much money has he won, roughly?
Well, he's won about 11 races and some special races, so he's won a couple million dollars.
Couple million? Wow! Sounds like something I need to get into. Jeff always said I'd be good on a racetrack driver. So I guess really you probably don't make any money, because everybody puts their money right back in their cars, don't they?
Yes, the ones that do it right pretty much the car can hold us on until something really catastrophic happens, an engine failure or a wreck. At Lawrence, we don't pay the most money to win, but our money back through the field is better than most tracks. And that helps everybody come back the next week, you know, buy the fuel and the tires that they need. And it costs a lot to pull them. You know, you got to have fuel in your trucks, and everything you do, you know, costs money. But so does it cost to go fishing. It costs to go golfing. It costs to go racing.
That's true. But I think if I understand race car drivers, it's a bug that gets under your skin, and you have to keep doing it.
Yes, ma'am. It is very addictive. I don't know if it's the smell of the fuel or the dirt, but mainly the speed and excitement. I like any kind of racing, but dirt racing has got to be the best. You know, the people that can really drive a car is they can drive anything. If you can drive a dirt car, you can drive anything. And that goes back to show, you know, Richard Petty, David Pearson, Dale Earnhardt, they all started out driving dirt. Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart, you know, all those were dirt drivers, and they're the cream of the crop.
Yeah, they are. But even in the real history of it, wasn't it to carry the moonshine through the mountains?
Well, that's where NASCAR's claiming their origination is, their drivers, which those drivers were experts at driving on dirt roads.
Yeah.
And slinging them sideways. And
Smokey and the Bandit, yeah.
And then they got to meeting up and, you know, racing in a pasture on Sunday. I'm better than you. My car's faster than yours. And the most famous one of those is Junior Johnson. And I don't know if people realize it, where Bill Elliott's from, his whole town and county was the moonshine capital of the world. And everybody up there And they still run moonshine out of Georgia in the mountains.
Absolutely. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to join South Carolina Radio News in Progress. If you got a question for Dennis, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We're with Dennis Nabors. We're talking about the Lawrence County Speedway. You know, that's been a family-run track for over 30 years. Dennis took it over in 2010, and he's out there promoting the track, having a good time talking about some of the things. But we've also, so off the air just a minute ago, we've been talking about some of the tragic things that happen in racing. That latest where the guy got killed and Tony Stewart hit him, what a tragic event.
It was a very freak accident. And some of the news reporters is trying to make it out like it's a dirt track thing, which is not really. At our track, it always has been for years. You get out of your car, you're disqualified immediately. Don't even bother to stop and go to pay window because you're automatically disqualified. And, you know, it's just a freak accident. The guy got out and he was excited and he got too close, you know. And
but you were,
I know Tony
me like
didn't mean to do it, but it happened, and now that they have consequences.
Sure, and you were telling me, though, in the video, it showed him walking a good distance from where his car was.
Right, he come down past the racing groove, down into the, toward the infield, way past where the cars were going around on the pace lap, and I'm sure that, you know, he meant to voice his opinion towards Stewart, but
Dennis is a card here. He has a phone that won't quit, let me tell you. It just keeps talking to him, even if he doesn't want to talk to it.
But it's freak, and anything that freak happens is tragic. We've had it happen. My son even had a tragic wreck in 2007 where it hit the opening in the cement wall and it cut the car in three pieces and broke his back. But luckily, he wasn't down and out in about 3 weeks, and he was back at work. But it doesn't take long to have an accident, and anything that freak happens, you can't stop it, really.
That's true. And you were talking about, you know, nobody, if they make a case out of this with Tony Stewart, this is going to be tragic for racing.
In my opinion, if they say that there's some kind of criminal act on his part, it will be detrimental to any kind of racing sport. That's my opinion, and because, you know, anything would happen, they say, well, I'm going to go to judge and swear out a warrant because you hit my car. Well, so far in racing, they haven't let that happen because that's, you know, you're in a race car, you're in a race track, wreck happened. And
well, you were even telling me what the roll bars say in the cars.
Yeah, those car manufacturers even have warning labels welded to the cars. You know, racing is dangerous. You can be hurt, and you can get hit with flying objects. And that's true at the Speedway. You've seen the cars at Daytona fly through the fence, but luckily there haven't been many people killed as spectators, which you see thousands of people every year get trampled to death with soccer. You know, who thinks soccer's dangerous? But there's more people get killed watching soccer than they do auto racing.
Well, do you think that's because that auto racing is more prepared for the fact that something, you know, hurling metal could come out of the track or something?
Well, with the insurance we have, they have so many speculations and inspectors. Most of our rules has got to deal with safety for the drivers and the track workers and mainly the fans. Some people say, well, you're too strict for this and that. Well, most of it's to keep you safe.
Sure. Absolutely. And, of course, now I just I was asking you a couple of questions. You know, when I was growing up, going to a demolition derby was always a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Everybody likes to see wrecks.
Just see old vehicles get all crunched up and everything and people back into each other and everything. I used to really enjoy that. Do you do any of that over there?
Well, it has happened at the fairgrounds, which, sadly to say, Lawrence has lost his fairgrounds. But not to say that we won't have one somewhere in the future. I'd like to make some plans, have some kind of odd event. They have these things they call flagpole racing, where you drive down there and circle a pole and keep going. Well, it creates quite a traffic jam going around that pole. And we might do something like that in the winter after the season's over. It might be something to look at.
Interesting. Okay, well, we are here with Dennis Neighbors. We're talking about the Lawrence Speedway. It is 435 Racetrack Road right there in Lawrence. They're opened from 5 p.m. to midnight. And you have a website there that has a lot of good information. In fact, I was looking at the website. You give a lot of information about all the drivers and everything and who won and all this kind of good stuff on it.
Yes, ma'am. We have a driver profile. And we've had some trouble with the website, and we've been working on it real hard the last month. But one thing I forgot about: next week, we're having the Lawrence County Speedway Beauty Pageant. We have a Miss, Junior Miss, and Little Mister. And we also have a mystery guest coming that's going to be in the beauty pageant. And it's all got to do with how much money she raises.
She raises.
Yep. It's Miss Brianna Bentley. Our announcer, Brian Bentley, is raising money to be in a beauty pageant. City's going to wear a bathing suit with a belly cut out of it. And so far he's raised $495.
Okay.
And we're going to give the money to the Shriners Hospital, and he will also be in the pageant, but not against the pretty girls.
Not against the pretty girls. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's see. Applications can be picked up at the track. Must be returned by August 30th. So there's no more that can get in on this. Well, yes, there
is.
Yes. The 30th is this Saturday.
30th is this Saturday. We were not able to get the application on the website. It was something to where we couldn't copy it. But if they would call the track or call my number that's on the website, I will get you a application one way or another, where I have to bring it to you or fax it, or best yet, come to the race and pick one up.
That's right. At the number over there, is it 984-2427?
Right, 984-2427. And also, we have a text message deal. If you text the word Lawrence, L-A-U-R-E-N-S, to the number 84483, you'll get automatic news. And just say, like, if it's raining, whether we're still racing or it's been canceled, it's an automatic text number, 84483, the text word Lawrence.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. You can keep up with what's going on over there in Lawrence. All you got to do is text that number, 84483. Is that right?
Right. 84483, and text the word Lawrence, and you'll be automatically entered. And you don't have to do it but once. Then when we send stuff out on that text, you'll automatically get notified.
Now, let me ask you something. What did these, the Miss Lawrence County Speedway, what do you have to do? I mean, is there, are you having talent? Or are you having?
There's two, the bathing suit and I think sportswear. And you enter two pictures, which goes on the Facebook. And there's an entry fee involved. Sad to say, I don't remember what it is right this second.
I think it's $30 is what it says right here.
Okay, it's $30 for the entry fee. And but all contestants will be receiving something. And the winners, sure enough, will get quite a treat. And the winners get to be in the Christmas parade and be in all the special events we have at the track.
I think that's pretty cool. So you got to get involved in this now over there at the Lawrence County Speedway. They've got the Lawrence County Speedway pageant, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And next Saturday is also going to be the big pot, and it's $2,000.
Yes, ma'am. It's the Crate Late Models $2,000 to win, and it's also $200 to start. So. And the gate price will be the same. We never change our gate price.
Well, how about
and
that?
And one thing before I forget, and you cut me off, is October the 10th and 11th will be our South Carolina State race. It'll be two nights, Friday and Saturday night, with all divisions will be South Carolina State Championship.
How about that? Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about that. But right now, we need to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Don't you go away. Stay right here with me. We are talking to Dennis Neighbors with the Lawrence County Speedway. Hey, I bet you didn't know there was this much going on so close and yet so much fun. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller right here with you. Sitting across the table from me here today is Dennis Neighbors. He is the Lawrence County Speedway man. That's right. And last week you had the second annual Richard Johnson Memorial Race, the Monster Mini Series. And what is the Faster Pastor Races?
The Faster Pastor is a blast. We actually hand out tickets for the different churches to sell the tickets, and they get to keep half the money, and they enter a preacher or youth pastor or whoever they want to enter, and they actually drive a race car in the race. And we had eight pastors participate Saturday night and put on a pretty good little show. And of course, one of the traditions for dirt track, when you win your first race, you get rolled in the mud.
Excuse me?
Yes, and
so I'm not familiar with this one.
We brought out the water and made a nice little mud hole on the front stretch and drug Eddie Tyner through the mud and rolled him in it like a little pig. And that's a tradition when you win your first race, is get rolled in the mud.
Wow. Okay. Now, did he sell the most tickets?
No, actually, we had another one that sold the most tickets, but he didn't fare as well as Eddie did. His car wasn't quite as good.
Okay. Now, I bet that creates a lot of fun, particularly the more people that come to support the pastor or youth pastor who is racing, too.
Oh, yeah, they get quite involved and hoop and holler and get quite excited about it, and then they being very inexperienced at racing, they really don't know how to line up or start. And we just sort of put them in line and say, okay, here we go, go. And just let them take off.
Wow. Sounds like it's fun, though. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, it's all in fun. And we had a great night this past week. Richard Johnson was a great friend of mine, and he built thousands and thousands of race engines all over the country, especially the little the four-cylinder 2300. He was instrumental in developing it into a racing engine, and he helped a lot of people get started and kept them in racing. And we were lucky. Me and my son Nolan were lucky enough to be part of it. He built us some engines, and we won a pile of races with his engines. And his company's still in business. It's moved from Richard Past, 2 years ago with cancer. He survived liver cancer for 11 years, which they told him it'd be 6 months, but he proved them wrong. And I know he probably enjoyed that race Saturday night pretty good, because we had 19 of them just absolutely flying around there.
Wow. All right, so that was going on. September 6th is the $2,000 purse for the, what kind of cars are they again?
It's the SECA Crate Late Models. It's 2,000 to win, 200 to start, and our annual Miss Lawrence County Speedway Beauty Pageant. Miss, Little Miss, Junior Miss, and Little Mister. And actually, I don't know what year it was, son Nolan was Little Mister. And 3 or 4 years ago, my granddaughter, Kaylee, was a little miss, but now she can't be in it. She'd automatically win it. I'd see to it if she was in it. But being a member of the family, we better not let her enter unless we just slip her in as a incognito.
All right, well, there you go. And but then you'll be racing every week. Is the second annual state championship your last race for the season?
Yes, ma'am. October 10th and 11th will be Friday and Saturday night. Will be our last race of the year, and it will be our second annual state championship at Lawrence Speedway. Yes. You can come and win and claim yourself to be the state champion for a year.
For a year?
We have some really neat trophies. My son cut out the shape of the state of South Carolina, and we made trophies out of it. They were stainless steel, and mounted them on a base and had them sandblasted and painted, and they were really sharp. They were one-of-a-kind trophy.
So this is just the Lawrence County, the Lawrence Speedway second annual state championship.
Right. Nobody else has had a South Carolina championship, so we're claiming that.
Well, listen, Dennis, I'm going to have to come over there and check this out. You have sounds like you have a great time. Now, again, what are the prices if a family wants to come over there?
All right, the grandstands, which open at 6 o'clock. Racing starts at 8 o'clock. The gate price for adults is $10. Children from 5 to 11 is $5. And 4 and under is free and no charge. And And believe me, the price of admission is worth the food.
The food. Okay. We always talk about food
we
here.
We have the best food in Lawrence and probably Greenwood County. We have world-famous Lawrence County Speedway hot dogs. And
world-famous?
Yes, ma'am. They are the best things you ever put in your mouth. Cheeseburgers, homemade cheeseburgers. Corn dogs, we have nacho cheese, we have barbecue that just will make you want to slap your mama. And cheese sticks, you ain't never tasted cheese sticks like we got. I don't know if you could probably try one of everything every week. I think you could do it, but
our chili. What's your favorite, Dennis?
Right now, the cheese sticks are new, so I still critiquing the cheese sticks with ranch dressing.
Okay, it sounds good to me. But the food is it. Now you have three separate concessions, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. We have three concessions, and our food is really too cheap.
Your food is too cheap?
We don't have fair or racetrack prices. Actually, we're cheaper than a restaurant in town. And
so people come out there just to be able to eat the food, I'll bet.
People buy... They'll buy a sack full of hot dogs just to carry home. That's how good they are.
Now, who's cooking up the food?
My wife is the kitchen boss, and my daughter, Nicole, she works the pit gate selling pit passes, and my son Nolan call him the pit boss. He's or the pit bull. He stays in the pits and bosses the pit help around, and which somebody's got to do it. And I sit in the tower in the air conditioning and try to take it easy. But no, but we all have radios, and I try to have one central location to rule the roost up there, I guess you call it.
Absolutely. Well, it sure has been nice to have you come. You know, you are listening to WCRS. Dennis, you know, you've told us about the food. You've told us about all the things going on there. Is there anything we missed talking about here this afternoon?
Well, you just need to come and make sure that I'm telling the truth, and I think you'll find out they are. It's day and time, there's not a lot you can do, but you need to come to the Speedway, and the price is right, and you cannot believe you can have that much fun and not get locked up for it.
Well, Dennis Neighbors, it's been an absolute delight to have you here. The Lawrence County Speed Track, 435 Racetrack Road, right there in Lawrence. Telephone number, if you want to give them a call, 984-2427. They are open 5 o'clock. Their track opens and goes till 12 in the morning. And check out their website, lawrencespeedway.com. Come out there. Next week is the big week. Anything particular going on this Saturday?
This will be a regular program this Saturday. And this is the last, you know, the last night to sign up for the beauty pageant. And, get your little girl signed up. Like I said, we will have a special guest there. And you really need to be there September 6th. Too, but you need to get warmed up this week to know what's going to happen.
All right. Sounds great. Dennis, thank you so much for coming this afternoon.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right. This is WCRS. Bye-bye, everybody.